We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WCCO talking politics with Blois Olson this morning on a stormy day. Blois, how do I get your email every day?
You go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and there's a form to sign up right there.
Okay, the statewide tour, will that begin for the governor and the lieutenant governor now to sell this budget plan?
It will. The governor's is going to be delayed. He was supposed to go to Moorhead today, but he canceled the trip because of weather. Meanwhile, the lieutenant governor will be in Apple Valley later today with the higher education commissioner. And commissioners are fanning out across the state for town hall meetings to sell this budget. We're in the area of the constant campaign, and I think the Walz administration has been in this campaign mode since swearing in and really trying to build on this one Minnesota theme that was successful in the election and really carry it out.
How do the voters view Governor Walz, do you think, at this point?
You know, I think overall he's probably pretty popular. I mean, he won the election by a significant margin. He's a likable guy. He isn't divisive. His approval probably isn't ever going to be higher than it is right now, and therefore his political will is not going to be any stronger either. And so this budget is really kind of his first, and it might be his last shot at really shaping the state the way he wants to. And just, you know, the signature item being the gas tax, he's going to go big or maybe go home. But, you know, the idea that he's proposed 20 cents, that he's laying it out in an infrastructure plan over a period of time to kind of catch us up. Even, you know, the man on the street things you heard was, well, I don't really love it. But then when people start to do the math and it's about $100 a year for those people who fill up three times a month, then they probably look at it and go, well, if it helps with congestion, if it helps with better roads, if my car doesn't get, broken because of some bad pothole, then it's probably worth it. So I think he's got a little bit of a runway here, but, you know, the Senate is going to push back hard.
Well, we're 27th now on gas tax. If this goes through, we'll be fourth.
Yes. And I think those rankings matter at certain times, but I think the public has started to just, you know, kind of ignore rankings like that on taxes in Minnesota because they keep voting for people who have proposed higher taxes. As Walz said yesterday, look, I campaigned saying I was going to raise the gas tax. Nobody should be surprised today. And I think that's one of the benefits that he has as he's out there on the trail.
And you mentioned incremental. So we're saying, Blois, probably that the gas tax is not going to be 20 cents all of a sudden.
No, it's 20 cents over 2 years. I think it goes up a nickel probably this year, probably every 6 months over the two-year cycle of the budget, it goes up a nickel. But then it is indexed to inflation, so it would automatically continue to increase over time so that we would not have to have this debate in the future, apparently.
The state's troubled computer system for vehicles and titles and all that good stuff. What's the latest on that?
It's about $93 million in this budget to continue to fix that. And that's in addition to about $12 to $16 million the governor said that they need yet this year between now and June. The budget that's proposed starts July 1st. So, he's made a big deal. This Minlars is not his mess, but he knows he has to clean it up. And it was another part of a big part of the budget.
The other part I would ask you about is, unfortunately, we've heard all these stories recently out of some of our prisons. And so is there going to be more corrections officers out of this budget?
There is. The governor has $111 million in for the Department of Corrections. And it includes money for prison security upgrades, better offender services, and then it calls for more corrections officers. They've been understaffed. They've not been able to recruit people. This is a general issue in law enforcement, but it's been really hurtful to the safety and security of our officers in our prisons.
What happens now on the Republican side as we've seen this proposal? What's going to happen in your estimation?
Well, they've decided to term this budget and walls one expensive Minnesota. And so they're going to play off this one Minnesota theme. But if you look at the dynamics in the Senate, which is where the logical place is with Republicans in charge to stop this budget, Paul Gazelka knows that all his members are up in 2 years. If they look like obstructionists, there's a few swing seats that could be in jeopardy. There's one senator who used to be a representative who voted to override Tim Pawlenty's veto. That's Senator Jim Abler on the gas tax. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Senator Abler. And there's only two votes over there that separate Democrats and Republicans. Paul Gazelka is also going to be kind of stuck between the more conservative members of his caucus and, you know, folks who are going to be worried about the election, whether it's the gas tax or just looking like they're getting along. Let's remember that just a week ago, they held a news conference with all the leaders, including the governor, saying they're going to have a transparent, open process and they're going to get done on time. And this is kind of the battle that sets up to see if they can really do that.
Well, I have so much more to talk to you about, and we just don't have enough time, unfortunately. And, Boyce, it'll be an interesting morning. The governor will join us later, and Senator Klobuchar will join us later as well.
Well, that's good. I will text you some questions for Senator Klobuchar.
Okay. Thank you, Boyce. It is 628 traffic and weather coming up next here on the Morning News. Again, a winter storm warning in effect here in CCO land.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.